Our next presentation is on Renewable Energy Project Finance 101. Our speakers are Genevieve Fox and Benjamin Huffman. Genevieve is the Deputy General Counsel Finance for Plus Power, a market leader in the battery storage sector. Ben is a partner in the Chicago office of Shepard Mullin. Ben helps developers, utilities, infrastructure funds, banks, and institutional investor financers buy and sell infrastructure projects and advise the companies that develop and own those projects across the U.S. Please help me and welcome our presenters.
Yeah, go ahead and bring it down.
Hi, everyone. I'm Genevieve, Deputy General Counsel for Plus Power, working in finance. So I think we'll start off with just an overview. What's this?
Oh, maybe I should just go over there. That would be easier.
So we'll start off with an overview of what project finance is and why sponsors choose to use it. So project finance is a form of limited recourse or non-recourse financing where the lenders are lending against projected revenue streams of the project. What it means for these projects to be limited recourse or non-recourse is that essentially a sponsor will create a new entity. It's often called an SPV or special purpose vehicle. And that entity will be the owner of the project. Its only assets are the project assets. So that can be the physical assets, contracts that it enters into, lands that it owns. And if there's an event of default and the lenders go to foreclose, their only collateral, their only recourse is against the project. So they could foreclose on the equity or they could foreclose on the assets. And in the event they go and they sell the project and they're unable to recover enough to service their debt, they don't have the ability to go and sue the sponsor or try and recover against the sponsor. That can be contrasted with corporate finance or more recourse financing, where in the event there's a foreclosure, the lenders can actually go and bring a claim against the creditworthy entity, sponsor entity. So, and sometimes you have something in between. So it may be a non-recourse financing, but the creditworthy entity provides limited guarantees to cover off specific risks. So why do sponsors like project finance? Well, I think pretty clearly everyone would like to reduce their risk. So these are very capital-intensive projects, and if the lenders have recourse against the sponsor, one bad project could potentially bring down the entire company. So by having these limited recourse financings or non-recourse financings, if there is a project that goes sideways, the sponsor may lose that project and the value of that project within their platform, but the entire company is not going to be brought down. Additionally, project finance is typically very highly levered. So lenders will typically lend up to 90% of the costs to finance the project, and sponsors will only have to put in 10% of the capital necessary to get the project built. Because these projects are so capital intensive, freeing up the sponsor to reinvest capital into the rest of their portfolio allows them to expand their portfolio and grow in a way where less leverage wouldn't enable them to do that. Lenders are motivated to participate in project financing because it offers attractive risk-adjusted returns. These transactions are very highly diligenced and very highly structured to protect lenders against various project risks. So there are a lot of representations and warranties, a lot of covenants that the sponsor or the project has to comply with, and a very robust security package that the lenders benefit from. And tax equity, which Ben will speak a lot to, they participate in these projects because sponsors typically don't have enough of a tax liability to monetize the tax credits. So they'll go and find an entity that has very large tax liabilities that can utilize these credits to offset those liabilities and can also get some cash and other tax benefits out of their participation. All right. So the building blocks of project finance, it's pretty simple. You have a project company. It has a bunch of contracts that require it to pay money, so various expenses. And those expenses create items of tax expenses that can, like depreciation, that can also be monetized and allocated to tax equity.